time to take control of your happiness. This is Being Young at Any Age on EZ 1430. Now, here's your host, George Bentley.
Hello, hello, hello. This is George Bentley, your host of Being Young at Any Age, where we help you create your own personally directed roadmap and guide to optimal happiness, wellness, health, and vitality, no matter what your current challenges are. As I say, we want to help everyone discover how to thrive now. And as I put it in my seminars, how to die young at an old age. We're all going to be able to live much longer and more vibrant lives than any generation before us, but we have to take responsibility. And that's what this show is really all about, helping you get some guidance and some information on the path of your aging process so that you do have the ability to make the right choices and be able to stay young at any age. So today, we're going to talk about something that I'm very passionate about. I think it's very important information, and I'm going to challenge you to listen to what I got to say. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm going to tell you, I'm just a curious George. And the only reason I'm presenting the information that I do present to you on this program is because I have asked questions. I've heard things, and I've probed a little bit. And that's what I'm challenging you to do. As one of my listeners and as one of my inner circle members, as I put it, I think that you ought to take whatever I say and then you decide for yourself, you know, do I agree or do I disagree? And if you agree, then you should be able to explain why you agree. And if you disagree, you should be able to explain why. Either answer is okay as long as you inform and educate yourself. And I think that's very important. If you think about our political process, imagine how much better and more effective it would be if everybody voted and everybody educated themselves about candidates and political issues before they cast those votes. You follow me? So today I'm going to talk about content that really came into my life because of my experience with my own family. And I've learned over the last 15 years that this same experience has happened to millions and millions of people. And in fact, I'm going to take a guess that virtually everybody hearing my voice at this moment knows somebody that has had an experience similar to this. And I call this topic prescription for death. And the issue is we have become a culture that is really driven by pharmaceuticals and drugs and prescription medications. Okay, I'm a child of the 60s. You know, I grew up in a drug culture, and now the baby boomers are driving that drug culture. And I joke, you know, I say, you know, when we were young, you know, we got our drugs from a dealer. And now we get our drugs from our doctor. But the underlying issue here is a very serious one. And I am not anti-prescription medication by any stretch of the imagination. Again, I think the issue is, are we educating ourselves about what side effects, problems, and issues may result from any particular therapy that we might be considering to expose our body to? I put this content in the program into four major buckets, right? I call it eat right, exercise, reduce stress, and avoid injury. Well, you can kind of say making sure you take care of your body and not expose it to harmful chemicals and things of that nature is a way of avoiding injuring your body. But I really put this in the eat right category under the concept that, you know, whatever I expose my body to, whatever I put into my body or on my body is my choice and my decision. And I have some control over that. So if we're going to accept the fact that there are appropriate times for us to be taking prescription medications, how do we know we're getting the right prescription every time? And I think I've told you that, you know, I've had some mentors along the way here. Mr. Art Linkletter was a big advocate of health issues and vibrancy as we age, and actually overcame a stroke at the age of 92. And Mr. Linkletter was able to accomplish that feat by asking his doctors why and why not. Okay, they were telling him, at your age, Mr. Linkletter, you will not recover from this. And he says, why? And they go, well, because the nerve damage, your muscles, it's just not going to happen. And then he's like, well, why not? Why can't I find a therapy that I can focus on? And he told me, he said, you know, George, I had nothing else to do but recover as best I could from this stroke. And I committed my life to it. And when I met Mr. Linkletter, he was 94. And I didn't even know he'd had a stroke. You couldn't even tell. But it was because of his commitment to being healthy and his commitment to questioning and challenging the opinions of others. You know, we've had people on the show that have faced some very dire circumstances and health challenges, and they've overcome them and come back in a much happier state in life because they challenged their situation. They questioned. It's not about denial. It's about being proactive. And speaking of that, you know, I hear all these things. They're called anti-aging. You know, how can you be against aging? You know, I'm anti a lot of things, you know, but I'm not anti-aging. I might be anti-terrorist or, you know, whatever. But aging is a fact of life. You know, every day I live, I get a day older. And I like to encourage people to think more from the perspective of pro-aging. You know, I embrace the fact that I'm going to age, and my body does have a tendency to deteriorate. I get weaker and less stable as I age, and I can be proactive to do things to try to manage that. And again, if you look through the shows we've done in the past and going forward, there's just a wealth of information there. So please go to the website, Being Young at Any Age. Just spell it straight out, beingyoungatanyage.com, and look into our podcast and shows there. Also, you know, click the links of our partners, our inner circle, experts in these various areas, and I think you'll find a wealth of information to be available to you. So let's talk about some statistics here for a minute. According to Scientific American, we have over 440,000 preventable hospital deaths every year, and we have a cause of death that is right behind heart disease and cancer. Now, I haven't checked these statistics out, but another reliable source that I trust, and this is an expert, check him out for yourself. He's Dr. Bruce Lipton. You can Google him or you can go to YouTube and get a lot of information. But Dr. Lipton has indicated that the American Medical Association has finally analyzed all the data and has made a change in this statement I'm about to make. It used to be the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. According to the AMA, this is now the number one leading cause of death in the United States. And these are what are called iatrogenic diseases. So I challenge you, you know, do you know what an iatrogenic disease or illness is? This is an injury or illness that is caused by healthcare. Meaning I take a medication and I have an adverse drug reaction. I go into the hospital and I get an infection that causes me a greater problem. It's anything that can happen, any condition or injury that's caused by therapy or healthcare. Think about that. So why are we talking today? We're talking today because of what happened to my mother over 15 years ago. My mom fell in the bathtub and broke her hip. Oh, that was bad, but not nearly as bad as what happened after that, right? She was in pain, so she went to the hospital. She's in the hospital, and they go, oh, would you like something to help with your pain? And she goes, yes, of course, right? So they give her a pain medication that she happened to be a rapid metabolizer of, or as they said it, she had an allergic reaction. But the issue is it was one of these opioid-based medications. Have any of you heard of the opioid epidemic, right? Are we talking about that now? It's like almost out of control, but guess what? It's not new. This has been going on for years. It's just that we finally started focusing on it and realizing what a huge problem it is. And we think it's a problem because it's affecting thousands and thousands of people. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that that is part of the message for today. And some of the numbers I'm going to give you will make those numbers pale in comparison, okay? But my mom had a stroke because she was a rapid metabolizer of this medication. And now the effects of the stroke caused her to lose 60% of her cognitive ability. So now we're dealing with a whole other issue with my mom. They're treating her with that, and the medications they gave her caused her to have series of many little heart attacks, things of that nature. So what we're really talking about is the issue of adverse drug reactions. Adverse drug reactions. So again, you know, Curious George, just stop and think a minute. All right. Have you ever heard a TV commercial for a prescription medication, a pharmaceutical? I mean, listen to it, okay? It's 25% of the content is about, you know, what the medication will do for you. 75% of the content is warning you about all the potential adverse drug reactions from that particular chemical that you're putting in your body. And again, let me be perfectly clear. I am not saying do not take prescription medications. That is not my point. My point is if you are going to take a particular prescription medication, you should be clear that you're making an informed and wise decision, and you should be aware of what might be at risk for you. And today, I'm going to give you some information that is amazing new technology. And again, this show is about information and cutting-edge technologies that can help us in being young at any age and living to a full life of 120 or older and being vital and active and happy while we're doing that. So what exactly is an adverse drug reaction, okay? An adverse drug reaction, referred to, as I said, as an ADR, is harm associated with the use of given medications, or it can be an unwanted or harmful reaction or experience after the administration of a drug or a combination of drugs under normal conditions of use, okay? So, I mean, it's really anything that we put into our body. So where I was headed with the comment about the TV commercials, I love it, just blows me away, okay? You know, they'll say, don't take XYZ drug if, right? And one that just cracks me up every time is, don't take this medication if you're allergic to it. Well, how the heck do you know you're allergic to something unless you've taken it before, okay? And how could you take it and have an allergic reaction and not know that so that you turn around and take it again? And I'm telling you, it's because we don't know. We don't understand what's going on in our bodies with these specific medications. And quite frankly, medical science isn't particularly equipped to help us as well. They don't know, but I'm going to share some information with you today that will help you and your doctor, right? So we've done this. We've done this in my family. My mom, we weren't able to help. Downward spiral, we lost her into a nursing home. My dad was on the other end of the spectrum when my mom fell. He wasn't healthy, but my mom's passing in a nursing home caused him to become specifically aware that he wanted to age and stay vibrant and healthy. So we started looking into these issues and knowledge and information. And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't heard this before, pay attention to what I'm saying right now. And that is, healthcare is headed towards what's being referred to as personalized medicine. Personalized medicine, meaning that my genetic makeup, my body, my engineering, and my medical functioning and biological functioning is different than my sister's, different than my mother's. It's different than everybody else on this earth. We are all genetically individual. We may have some commonalities and share some traits and things in common, but we are different. And technology is coming down the pipeline to help us stay informed. And it's nanotechnologies and all kinds of stuff. And again, just Google these things and start reading and getting up to speed on it. But I'm telling you right now, the day is not too far. You know, you've heard the concept of wearable technology, right? We can actually have clothing that monitors our blood pressure, our temperature. I mean, the day will come that I go into the bathroom and as I'm doing my business, the toilet tells me, hey, you're a little low on sodium, your iron levels are down, you need some vitamin C. You follow me? I mean, that technology is really right around the horizon. The one thing we're probably all aware of at this point, and I tell my dad, if he just lives a few more years, by the way, a little public announcement here. My dad, at 99 years old, finally gave up driving. He got to the point where he realized he just couldn't do that anymore, and it wasn't safe for him to do it. And thank you, Dad, for making the right decision there. But my point is, if he can make it another year or two, he'll be able to drive again because we'll have self-driving cars. You know, if you're a baby boomer like me, we're not going to have to worry about that. We'll have the technology that will allow us to be able to get around and go wherever the heck we want, when we want. So what I'm trying to encourage you to think about, and let me ask you the question this way. Would you agree that knowledge is power? I mean, would you agree with that statement? And if you agree with that, would you also therefore agree that lack of knowledge is lack of power? It is. It is. And that's my whole point in this program, is to challenge you to get more knowledge. Educate yourself. Start thinking about these things, okay? There's tremendous need. Our company motto is there's tremendous need but no demand. And I'm telling you right now, I need your help. I need you to share this information. I need you to share the website. I need you to share the iPods and the podcasts and the YouTube and this information and the book, and just, you know, share it. Share it with members of your Facebook group or whatever. Help people get out there, because if we educate ourselves, we can take control and we can turn around, you know, a lot of the challenges that we're facing in our society today. So how do we prescription medications? How does that happen? Okay. And I'm not faulting the doctors. Okay. The doctors really have no choice. It's trial and error. The technology has not historically been available to help doctors analyze exactly which prescription medication is right for you as an individual. Remember, personalized medication, personalized medicine is what we're really after. So the way it happens is, and have you experienced this? The doctor will say, look, George, let's try you with Lipitor, whatever. You got a little bit of high blood pressure. Let's try this and see how that does. And by the way, if you start getting heart palpitations, you sweat, you can't sleep, call me, we'll reduce the dosage. If you don't really feel anything, call me and we'll up the dosage, right? That's the way it works. It's trial and error. And they tell you what to look for in terms of side effects. If this happens, dry throat, vomiting, whatever, call me back. And they're trying to subjectively adjust dosages and pharmaceutical appropriateness in a very ad hoc sort of way. You know, what choice do the doctors have? Here's a stat for you. 1 in 6 hospital admissions. And this is old information. This information is 5 years old. I'm pretty sure it's a lot higher than this now. But according to American Family Physician, 1 in 6 hospital admissions of older adults is because of an adverse drug reaction. Now listen to this. Every year, adverse drug reactions cost almost 3 million serious medical events and almost 2 million hospitalizations. So think about it. These 2 million people being driven into the hospital because of an adverse reaction to a prescribed medication that they were taking. And when somebody has an adverse drug reaction, 70% of those people end up being hospitalized. Here's one that just really got my attention. 840,000 serious adverse reactions in the hospital. In the hospital. When my father was in the hospital and they're trying to care for him, remember he had a heart valve replaced? And when he first went in, they were giving him medications and they were doing what they thought was best. But he had an adverse drug reaction, which caused him major, major muscle cramping and problems. And that nearly killed him because he couldn't handle it. But he was in the hospital. And again, they're doing the best they can. And this is a big one. We had 128,000 deaths because of adverse drug reactions. So let me put that in perspective for you. And I'm not trying to fear monger. I just want you to think about how important this information is. And again, you can disagree with me, but why? But think about it. That's the same number of deaths as if a set fully loaded 747 passenger plane with 350 passengers and crew on it crashed and killed everyone on board every single day. Every single day. Would we be talking about this? Would you be thinking differently about commercial air flight if that was the case? I know I would be. So doctors are concerned, and what they're concerned with is they're trying to figure out, when it comes to prescription medications, which one will work best for you? You know, which one will work least? Which one will not work at all? You know, what is the dosage amount I should give you? What might cause harmful side effects? And what might have a catastrophic reaction like my mom? you know, a medication that caused my mom to actually have a stroke. And doctors are forced to guess at this, and it can happen to anybody. My beloved is from Chile, and she had a dear aunt down there, Tia Rosa, who recently passed. But Tia Rosa had a stroke, medication-related stroke, and was in effectively a coma for over 7 years, a horrific, horrific situation. And it makes me think of my favorite children's book, okay? I love this book. It's called Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. And what I'm saying here is we can't just stomp our feet and huff and puff and try to create a situation where the healthcare system is expected to give us what we want, when we want it, and how we want it, you know? We can talk about being smart about things, but a lot of this problem is because people are demanding, like a spoiled child not wanting to go to bed, right? That I want this pain gone, and I want it gone now, and I want to lose weight, and I want to look younger, and I want this, and I want that. And the healthcare system is trying to respond to that. And that always is not necessarily a good cause and effect when it comes to improving healthcare. So this new frontier of personalized medicine I was talking about, you know, you've heard about DNA testing, 23andMe, or, you know, whatever it is that's becoming very popular right now. Well, I'm here to tell you, and again, Google this. We are all genetically different. We have different genetic variations. Every single person on this earth has differences in their genetic makeup. And until now, there wasn't anything we could do about it. But there is a genetic test that you can take. It's called pharmacogenetics. Google it, look it up. You can see Dr. Oz talking about it. The Mayo Clinic, a lot of other people are on board with this. But the idea is this simple genetic test can tell you which medications you are a normal metabolizer of, a rapid metabolizer of, or a slow metabolizer. And again, we're all different. And you may not know it, but the pharmaceutical industry is required by the FDA to rate their medications, their drugs, in terms of how they metabolize, and they've got a coding for it. And so if you read deep enough into the information on each of your prescription medications, there's the black box warnings, and I think it's paragraph 12 in the disclosures and the information. That's where the pharmaceutical manufacturers have to inform the public how this particular drug is rated in terms of its metabolization and that sort of thing. When I go in and I ask them, by the way, go to the website, reach out to us, call us at 303-388-8887. If you're interested in this, I'll be happy to send you for free an overview explanation. I don't give the test. It's not part of my business or anything. I can also offer you a letter that you can give to your healthcare provider to help them understand why they want to give you this test. But pharmacogenetic testing has been adopted by the Mayo Clinic, Vanderbilt University, John Hopkins, Duke Medical Center, St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I mean, there are hospitals right now that give this test to newborn babies. And the reason is, now these lucky souls start life with this blueprint. It's basically a chart that gives them the information that they and their doctor need to be able to make better informed decisions about prescription medications as they go through life. I can't, the link is too long here, but I'll put it up on the website for you. But I'll link you to this YouTube video where they talk about, it's called MediMap, where they're testing the newborn babies, and it's pretty amazing stuff, right? This process eliminates the trial and error. You know, it's kind of like a Russian roulette situation right now. It also helps us manage this one-size-fits-all approach to medications and again, help get the guesswork out of it. Doctors like it because it improves patient care, satisfaction, and confidence, and they have more compliant patients. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm not a very compliant patient for my doctor. You know, you guys met Dr. Gerard on one of our previous shows, and what I like about Gerard is he is a functional medicine guy, and that's kind of what this is all about. So what this does is it gives us an opportunity to have a precision prescription. It's very simple. It's a swab in the cheek. It can be done at the doctor's office. They send it in, and you will get this report back, and your doctor will get this report back. It's a one-time lifetime test. It's not something you have to do over every time. So you get the right information, the right drug, the right dose, you know, from the very beginning. It helps eliminate this issue of trial and error and testing, okay? I can't make you any promises. I don't know for sure, but I do know there's one clinic, and I'd be happy to give you the referral information to them. But my understanding is Medicare pays for this. A lot of the insurance companies will pay for it, but I know there's at least one lab out there that will accept whatever payment the patient has as full payment, whatever it is. I don't even know what these things cost, a couple hundred bucks now. The cost of testing has dropped. But if you're on Medicare or you got insurance, there's a very good likelihood that they will pay for this. And if not, there's at least one clinic that will allow you to have the testing done, and they won't bill you for it. They'll take whatever the healthcare system and your insurance will pay them. So if you can reduce adverse drug reactions, it's easy to administer. It lowers your doctor's liability. Patients want it. These are all reasons your doctor is probably going to want to consider something like this, or should at least be open to it. So do it now, do it later. Doesn't matter to me, but I'm surely encouraging you to look into this and think about it. We want to move towards more natural processes for healing our pain and the issues that we're dealing with. And as we've spoken on other shows, pain is a diagnostic tool. Pain is telling us there's something wrong in our body, and it's usually inflammation-based. And we need to start addressing the symptoms. I'm sorry, the causes, not the symptoms. We want to correct the causes of what we're experiencing. So in the realm of natural processes, again, we talk about doing, for example, medical hydrotherapy, where we can sweat and stimulate our lymphatic system naturally right there in our own bathrooms, in our home, 24/7. We can flush, detox, oxygenate our inflamed cells, purge toxins out of our body. There are therapies and technologies that I'm really high on, such as whole body vibration. You know, reach out, ask me about that, Google that, look into it. What we're doing is we're encouraging you to think about and identify natural therapies that can help you heal yourself. And there's a bunch of them. And there's going to be more and more coming into the marketplace as we go on. So here's what I'd like to encourage you to do, okay? I'd like you to go to the website or call beingyoungatanyage.com. Just spell it straight out, beingyoungatanyage.com, or call us at 303-388-8887. Fill out the contact form, let us know, and I will offer you a complimentary 30 to 60 minute evaluation where we talk about what's going on in your life, challenges you might like to address and take care of. And let me tell you something. If we can just help get you started, that is a great thing. If you're interested in the pharmacogenetic test, let me know about that. I'll send you the letter that you can share with your doctor. I'll send you the information that explains it all to you. And I'll leave you with this one thought. October 21st, 2007 was a big day in my dad's life. He's now 99 years old. That was the day that my dad went drug-free. Now, at 99, given what he's gone through with his heart, he does take a couple of prescription medications at this point, but they're very minimally dosed and just for a specific issue. But that was the day my dad got off of his long-term prescription medications, and I'm telling you, if you ask yourself why or why not, get the information, you can do the same thing. So thank you for joining us here. This is George Bentley, your host of Being Young at Any Age, where we help you get the information you need to create your own self-directed roadmap to optimal happiness, health, and well-being, no matter what your current circumstances. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Being Young at Any Age with George Bentley. Tune in next weekend to learn how to create a roadmap to achieve happiness, health, and wellness today on EZ 1430.